Okay, so we will continue and hopefully complete Be'ezer Hashem Simen Pei Zayin. We're up to Sif Yud. So we have Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph. I think we'll do a quick chazar of Sif Tes, just to remind us also of the Machlekes, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah, which really are the Machlekes, the Rif and the Rambam, and the Rabbeinu Tam. And that is as follows. Chol Avanim Tzim Bekeva, if you have a calf, or you have a cow, and after you shecht it, you find in its keva, in one of the stomachs, you find milk. What's the status of that milk? Cholav anim tzibekeva, says the Shulchan Aruch here in Siftes, einoi cholav. Does not have the din of cholav. The Rif and the Rambam say it's called perish ba'alma. We consider it just filth because it's undergone such a drastic change. It does not have the status of milk no longer. To the extent, umutal avashal by basar, you're allowed to use that milk even if it's liquid milk, even if it looks white. You're allowed to cook it with basar. The Shach actually points out you may have a maris ayin problem because it looks like milk, right? It probably tastes like milk, right? But the rationale here is the halacha. They say that since it has gone through the digestive process, it no longer has the status of milk that the Torah asked. So maris ayin issue. The Shach says anyway, one should not cook it with basar.
Put the little table tent out. Says, identify from the
keva. Oh, you put a little piece of keva. Oh, okay. They take care of the problem.
I can't remember off the top of my head. On eggs and on, let's say, on the yitzios of
an animal.
Is it one of the ideas is it doesn't have tom blank, you know, tom buster anymore, so it doesn't have it in buster? It's just that it's not buster. You're saying that it tastes like milk. I'm hearing it. Well, you know, if it had to be sour enough that it doesn't taste like milk. I don't know. I'm just saying
because it was already.
I thought that on eggs
drank by the.
No. So that's true. They've gone through the digestive process.
Right.
But is there any limit on it? I mean, as soon as it goes in, so that's it. You check the cow 2 seconds after the calf drank, or is it that it has to be transformed to at least some extent to be considered as pure?
I don't think they give a time limit here, right?
Because
even the river, the Ramah, even if it's tzolol, right? Even if it's still liquid milk.
No, but the tzolol is like the.
You want to say it's just watery.
Right.
Watery.
No, I don't know because I'm just asking by eggs and by like why tzolol would be, you know, not buster.
Uh-huh. That's for sure, yeah.
Right, and eggs also.
Okay, so the first sheet again is the Rif of the Rambam, which is Shulchan Aruch Paskins cholov that was found in a keva is not cholov.
You have an almond milk problem. And that's not milk. No matter what.
Right. That's part of the milk. Sure, that's what the Shach points out. Yeah. Yeah, this is the Shach in Chafei, right in the middle of Simch Sifkan Chafei. It says, "Miu nirid lachatchila aser af bekorush." Even if it's already hardened somewhat, mishemarasayim, like we had in Sif Dalet, by the case of Cholav Shkedim or Cholav Isha. Yeah. So that's the Shulchan Aruch, and then V'yesh Misha Oiser, the second sheet of V'yesh Misha Oiser. There's another opinion, Rabbeinu Tam, that if it's solul, if it's liquid, you still have to have the. It should still have the status of milk, and the Rambam says v'chein noyagin. So the klal in the mechaber is if it's a stam and a yeshayim, he passes like the stam. So since his stam is like the Rif of the Rambam, therefore he holds cholav that's found in the keva is not cholav. There's another sheet to which the Rambam passes like v'chein noyagin that if it's tzolul, it would be considered milk. What if it's karush? If it's already somewhat solidified, so the Rambam would say I agree at that point. That it's not milk, that sheet is Rabbeinu Tam. And then we mentioned last week that the Taz and the Shach both bring the sheet of the Marshal, and they go like Rashi, the most extreme sheet, but even if it's Karush, even if it's congealed, it should still be considered milk, and do not cook this with any basar. At least for the din of Bishul, would you say that if somebody, let's say, ate. Someone ate fleishik. Could he now eat an hour later? Is he allowed to eat this milk? right? Let it drink this milk that's van bekeva, or if it's mekorish already, could be for there. Everyone will be meida. Maybe just for the issa of cooking basa b'chala, but for eating it afterwards, could be they would agree that it doesn't have the din of milk. So that's if that is if tests. That's if tests. So now we go to Sif Yud. Cholav v'nimtza b'keva. Same case. Cholav found in the stomach of the animal. Says the Ramolach hatchila ein lanicha b'keva. I mean, you shech the animal. Let's say it's like a young calf that nursed from its mother has milk. L'chatchila ein lanicha b'keva. Don't leave that milk in the keva. Why? Achi yitztanen acholav b'secha keva. But how long shouldn't you leave it in there? So the Ramah says until it would cool down, right? So some amount of time until it cools down. Really, the reason with the problem with the keva is that the acids in the keva, as we'll see, that the keva has acids that are able to certainly give off bleus or turn milk into cheese. So since it's something that's acid, it's considered a more a pungent type of in this case meat or that can give us bleus quicker than anything else, something regular. So in other words, usually we say the din of kavush, of pickling, takes 24 hours. But something that's like chaymit, something that's charif, something that's very sharp, very acidy, that could take much quicker. It takes maybe even 18 minutes. So really, as the Bari HaShulchan points out, really the Ramah should have said, l'chatchila, don't leave it in the time it takes to put it on La Arvi Arsiach, which is anywhere between 6 and 18 minutes. Not that Achi Yitztanein HaCholom. But the point is the same, that the Ramah is concerned that if you now have a keva, you took this stomach out of the animal and this milk, and if you leave it in, the basar from the keva is going to start giving time into the cholom. Therefore, take it out as soon as possible. Avo b'diyeved, if you didn't, ein lochush, add to what point? So unless you salted it, so you had the milk and the in the keva, and you salted it, we know that maliach kareseach, that in terms of blias, maliach kareseach, the maliach is just like heating something up, and it could transfer the flavor from the meat to the milk. Or if you left it in for 24 hours. If you left this milk in this keva for 24 hours, then you have the din of kavush, and the time, the flavor of the meat is imparted into the milk, then you won't be able to use this milk to be maimed your other chalav to make cheese. So that's the, if you look at the Shach, Sivkon Chavov, this is how he explains why the Chathili, you shouldn't keep it in. He says very, very simply, Hatam Mefurisham, in this matter, Shacholav Akev is Charif, it's sharp, the chomutz, and has a sourness to it. Sharei ma'amidim ba. And the raya is, you see, you could be maimed, you see, you could have a great effect on milk to make it into cheese, and therefore you shouldn't leave it in for the shear that it could actually transfer its bleus. B'dieved, it will be okay. Why b'dieved will be okay? Why is b'dieved it's okay? Right, again, the mechaber holds cholav v'nimtza b'keva will not be a problem ad shenimlach b'kivos, unless you salted it or you left it in for 24 hours. So the reason is because, again, the mechaber holds that cholav v'nimtza b'keva is what? Is not cholav. It's nothing. It's perish balm, it's considered just filth. Or in our terminology, it's parv. It's not cholav. The problem is if you left it in 24 hours in this keva, then the keva, the meat itself, is giving time into the cholav, and now it's considered meat. So now that it has meat flavor, you can't use this milk to go be maimed your cholav, to go make your cholav into cheese. Why? Because it has time of basar. That's going to be the problem.
But you have it only up until 24 hours.
Right, but the evidence only if you left it for 24 hours, and then you know for sure it gave the time. Or if you sold it, so you know for sure it gave the time. But less than that, the mechabel will say you're certainly not going to be usher b'di'evit because you don't assume that there was flavor in there. The Ramah adds in lechatchila, could this process of imparting the flavor of meat into the milk could happen?
According to the Ramah, that would be basar b'chala.
According to the Ramah, that we say tzolul is problematic, right?
At this point, I mean, according to the Mechaber, you wouldn't, but in the Ramah, tzolul would already be in a basar b'chala. Whatever point you pass the cooking them together.
Why is that?
Because if the tzolul has a din of
cholov,
and now it's got milk meat taste imparted into it, so that's, and it's through either meliyat peroseh.
Oh, so if it was that stage,
right.
Yeah. And once it went 24 hours, again, even according to the Ramah, well, again, the Mechaber agrees. If it's there 24 hours, also you can't be maimed.
No, but then you're saying because you can't put that buser into milk. That's the problem.
Because you can't put that milk, which has tam buser.
Right. At this point, you already have. But that. Maybe I'm not seeing it right. But
why is that different? I'm saying, well, I want to use the milk
right.
To be maim in the milk.
He holds it's pure shaba alma. So therefore now it's pure shaba. Let's say it's a piece of tzolot. It's pure shaba carrying meat paste. Carrying meat paste.
Okay.
It's according to the Ramah, it's cholov with meat paste in it that's now undergone some kind of a cooking process. You know, the rabbanon cooking process. So now it's a basar b'chala.
Basar b'chala.
That's what the Ramah holds in
this. Ramah, but if it's tzolot, it still has the status of cholov. And if you salted in the cave or you left in the cave for 24 hours, so now it has meat flavor in this cholov. That's what he's pointing out. Okay. Yeah.
That should make a difference, though.
Yeah. Right. So we'll see. Now, before we do the Ramah in Sif Yud, let's learn Sif Yud Aleph. Okay. Yeah, let's look at Sif Yud Aleph, and the last Sif here in Pei Zayin. Im Hamid Gvina Ba'ar Kevas Ksheira. Let's say you had a container of milk, and you wanted to make cheese out of it. I mean, you wanted to make the curds, which you then press into cheese, and separate the whey. You'd have the curds and the whey. So if you Mohammed Gavina, with what? Ba'ar Kevas Ksheira. You take the piece of the skin of the keva, of that stomach of the animal, but of a kosher animal. Yeah, you take a piece of that skin, and again we said it has certain acids in it that make it for rennet, and it's able to be maimed cholov. It's able to turn the cholov into curds. So if you do that with or kevas ksheira, mashma only b'di'evit if you did it. L'chatchila you shouldn't do it. We'll see why. So yesh b'tam basar asura. If you would taste this cheese and you would taste some flavor of basar, also you can't eat the cheese. Obviously, basar b'cholov. But v'im lav, if you don't taste any flavor of meat, then it's muteris. This is, as the Shach points out, this is, according to the Mechaber, this could work. Why? Because the Mechaber holds, you're allowed to taste something. The Ramah says we don't rely on taste anymore, at least not for a goy's taste. And here you would have to have a goy taste it to see if this is basar b'cholov taste. But according to the Mechaber, im lav, if you have a goy taste it and there is no flavor of meat, then it's mutter. And according to us, you would need shishim in the cholov. Right?
Why are you allowed to taste it? If you have to taste it, it turns out that it's no good.
A guy, you have to give it to a guy to taste. Yeah. A guy will taste, the Mechaber relies on a guy taste. We don't rely on a guy tasting, so you would really need shisha. Okay? But we'll see, it's not going to be so relevant. That's if you did it with an arkevas ksheira, from a kosher animal. Aval amamid b'arkevas nevelo trefa, but you take a non-kosher animal, or it was a nevelo, it was a trefa, ubeimet tameya, then oisim b'kosher. Then even if you put a little bit of a piece of ur, you drop it into the milk to make these curds, it's osir. Aye, what do you mean? It's a tiny bit that could be a huge barrel of cholov, could be a thousand times the amount of skin that you put in. Osir. Why is it osir? Says the Rama, Mishim de Dover Aser Ba'atzmei, something that is intrinsically Aser. It has an Iser Atzmei, something that's Aser by itself. Umamid, and you are Maimidit. That means you cause something else to have a transformation. Okay, the word maimid is difficult to translate in one word.
It's even more difficult today because in modern Hebrew it means to preserve, which that wouldn't be.
Oh no, it doesn't mean to preserve. It really means to make a drastic change in something else. In this case of the milk, you put in this piece of keva, and then what happens is that it starts solidifying parts of the milk and it starts making curds, right? So that's maimed something.
I'm confused about the case here. What is
what's he doing?
I thought he was taking ba'or. You took the or, like the skin of the keva, and you've created some sort of a sack, and that's what is within that you're curdling the milk. Is that not it? It's different.
You're taking a piece of the skin.
The skin is the inner lining of the stomach. It's a little piece of the inner lining.
Okay, so he's saying a piece of the inner lining somehow got caught up.
No, that's what he did. He did it. You have milk. How are you going to make it the curds?
Today you drop an enzyme in.
Right. Nowadays, put in some chemicals. So you have, you see, because you had oatmeal this morning. If you would have had cottage cheese, you would
be plugging in.
That's right. So the cottage, how do you get the cottage? How do you get the curds? So they dropped in this piece of skin, right? A piece of this lining of the keva. And then from there, it starts being, so since it starts making a transformation, that can never be bottled. Even though it doesn't impart any time, no taste, it cannot be bottled. Why not? But the dover aser ba'atzmei u'maymid afilo ba'alaflei bottle. A maymid cannot be bottled. What's the svara for that? So the achrayim say the svara is that since something has significant impact in what it is going into, it can never be bottled. Usually we say time is the factor. Usually things are bottled bereiv, but if it has time, so that's already something significant, so it can't be bottled because of the time, right? Because of the time. But if there's no time, it should be bottled. Comes along a new chiddush the Rabbanon that if it's a maimid, if something is has a long lasting effect and impact in what it's going into, it's not bottled.
That's what I said in the shop before when you said chametz, right? It's not because it's translated sour, because that's not the issue. Right? It means it's fermenting. Because if it's sour, meaning that it imparts time, then that's another stuff. That would put it on a whole different level, right? The whole idea is that it's a fermenting agent or it's, you know, transformative agent.
But transformative agent.
Made it have like sourness or something. It put in its sourness in it. And that would be more than that. Right? That would be no sinkami.
Yeah.
It has to be that sour is the thing, but not that it's putting it sour.
Okay.
Yeah, but sour in German means acid.
So that's how you have the that's why chametz means both words. Good. Okay. So now we know the din of maimed. Okay? The din of maimed. Now what's the difference if a maimed is usher? Again, you took a piece of a lining of an animal's stomach and you put it into your milk and you made cheese. Now, whether it's a kosher animal or not a kosher animal, you're being maimed this milk into cheese with a piece of the stomach. So why by a kosher animal animals and mutter, and why by a non-kosher animal it's usher? Yeah? They're both meat. It should be usher in both places. So you want to say, well, one of them has time, one of them doesn't have time. No, we're saying even if the non-kosher ram doesn't give time, there's no time over there, so why is it usher? Because it's maimed. Because it transformed this milk into cheese, into curds, and it has a significant impact, it can't be bottled. So then why by the kosher animal, why is it bottled?
You still have to get to bustle the pole. To get to a bustle the pole plant, it's a kosher. Until you get to the bus with the non-kosher animal, you already have a problem. Now we're just saying that mine is it makes it not possible. But by bus of a color, we have to get first, right?
Does everyone understand what he's saying?
Since what he said before, it's not double-class.
the tray for Kusai is on.
But, yeah.
But the kosher meat is only becomes tray once it went into the milk.
And so now went into the milk. Now went to the milk, and it can't be butl, so it's butl b'cholov. You put it into the milk. You put this piece of meat into the milk, or the skin of the animal to the milk, and now it's butl b'cholov.
So you put it in, but you have to get to that butl.
You have to get to it. It's butl. So let's see the shach. Let's see the shach lamed hay. Avalamamid bar kevas nevela. Hachiluk bizeh. What's the chiluk? It's kosher animal and not kosva. Peiskim the or kevas ksheira. If it's a kosher animal, mi'achas shehu mutter b'fnei atzmai. It itself is mutter. V'les by Israel mishum chiburayim akvina. Only with his connection to the cheese would it be usher. So kol emas elo yoev tai. If it's not giving any time, it's not yet buzz b'cholov. We say the milk stays by itself and the meat stays by itself, and since it's not imparting any time, any flavor into it, so it's not going to be awesome, right? And as we explain like this, that the reason why a maimed is never butl is because of its chashivas, because of the pu'ula that it does, because of the transformation that is being performed over here, right?
We're saying it doesn't impart time because it doesn't have the time to do so?
No, it's too little. There's way more than shishim in the cholov, so there's no time of basar, right? But the reason why my maimed is basar, it can't be bottle because it's doing something significant. So that's by an R nevela. But by the R ksheira, though, then there is no iser over here. In other words, you've stopped it in its track, their name became no iser. That's what David was explaining before. Says the shach, if you take something that already started as iser, since you are using it in this significant way, in other words, we see it as if the iser is always there. That's the rule by a maimed. We view it as if, even though there's way more in proportion than the maimed, but since the maimed is doing something significant, we see it as it's always there. By the case of the Ar Keves Ksheira, good, we could see it as there. I see, I know that the Basar is there, but the Basar is here and the Cholov is over here. Because it never really gave taste. Okay. The Marshal wants to be matter. Actually, he's maker, right? The Marshal pasak da filo amayim barakev is nevela butl b'shishim vein dvar mechrochem. Yeah, the one time the Marshal wants to be maker, and the Shach says don't go like. Okay. Fine. So that now, with this background, we now continue Sif Yud. Okay, we needed to know the din of Maimid before we go weiter in Sif Yud here in the Rambam. So back to the Rambam and Sif Yud. Again, the Mechaber said if you find cholov in a keva, you found the milk in this stomach of the calf, and it was nimlach together, or it was there for kavush together for 24 hours, the Mechaber says, asala hamidboy. You're not allowed to do any maimid of milk. Okay? Now we know what maimid is. Says the Rambam, v'im hamidboy, let's say you did, you didn't know the halacha, and you took some of this milk, poured it into a huge barrel of milk, and started making the cheese, you started having curds and whey. So what's the din? Im hut salul, oyser kolak vinois, ad shehei shishim b'cholov shehemid neged hakeva asura. So you took this milk that was found in the keva, you poured some of it into a huge barrel of milk, and you started making cheese. So if that was tzolo milk, which the Ramah says, we saw before in Siftes, the Ramah holds, is regular milk, and now this milk has time of basar in it, because you are kavush for 24 hours, so it's really what we call basar b'cholov, right? Again, you had the milk that was sitting in the cave for 24 hours, it's basar b'cholov. You took some of that milk and put it into a huge barrel of milk to make cheese. What's the din? Look at the Shach Sivkot and Lamed. Achie shishim b'cholov klaymer. Achie shishim b'cholov shehemid, meaning the cholov in the barrel. V'nasuk vinois neged acholov shaya b'keva shenasra b'keva mishabasa b'cholov. Right. So that's what we're talking about. What do you need shishim against? You need shishim against the cholov that you put into b'maimed this cheese in the new barrel of cholov. You need shishim keneged that cholov.
I thought that the basra has to be kosher and the cholov has to be kosher by itself. We mix them together.
Yes, so in this case,
the hemet mayor, it's just straight inside the basra cholov.
Right, right, right. So in this case, somereya a kosher animal. Correct. Correct. In Sif Yudah, we're talking about Bema Treva. But if there's a regular kosher calf that milks from its mother, so it's regular kosher milk with kosher meat. And now that it's sat 24 hours, it becomes an Avela. Yeah? So, in order to understand the Shishach Kash, we have to understand the halacha of what's going on over here. But let's say I took this milk that was sitting in the cave of 24 hours, and I put a cupful, let's say a cupful of 8 ounces. I put 8 ounces of milk into a barrel of milk. And now it starts making the curds in the whey. Yeah? How much milk do I need in the barrel that it shouldn't be usur? 60 times 8. How much is that? 480. So if you have 480 ounces, you're okay. Right? Frek the Shach, what do you mean? Didn't you just learn Sif Yud Aleph? What does Sif Yud Aleph say? Sif Yud Aleph just said, if you have a maimid, it's never bottle. A maimid is never bottle, right? And so, but the Ramah said one chiluk like we had between the or kevas
by the boar, by the or.
Yeah. But so, what was the difference?
Here it's the chalik.
But if you have something that's osur and is maimid something else, so it's never a bottle. So what do you tell me? If you have shishim, it's going to be bottle. This is a maimid. So we had one tanai, we had a condition to maimid, that has to be an isser b'fnei atzmai, right? Zog the Shach, this is an isser b'fnei atzmai. What is, sir? Basa b'cholov. Says the Shach, l'cheir kasha. We're continuing in Sivkan Lamed. No, first it becomes basa b'cholov. While it's sitting in the cave for 24 hours, it gets time of basar. So now this is b'cholov. This 8 ounces of cholov is really basa b'cholov. And now I pour it into the barrel of 480 ounces of milk. Why is it bottle?
Oh, wait, it's not basa b'cholov. It's just
time basar.
That's not a problem.
Cholov is milk. Cholov is milk. It's still cholov. Right. Well, that milk for sure is usher. You wouldn't be able to drink it, but Shailas, I didn't realize the halacha, and I put it into my milk to make the cheese, why is it ever bottled? Even if there's 1,000 gallons in there, it shouldn't be bottled. Why? Because a maimed is never bottled.
That's
about enough. Yeah, okay, this is it's only Drabbanon. Drabbanon is not a sabana. That was the Ramon Sif Aleph.
I came in to view it.
No excuse. So that's the Shach's kasha. Frank the Shach l'chayre kasha. Amai sagi b'shishim ha'cholov shebekeva osir me'atzmo yishnatzit nevela. This cholov sitting in the stomach here becomes a nevela, becomes an isimachmasatzmo. He proves it's an isimachmasatzmo because v'hochinami amin l'kamon reishtim u'kufalov d'ein din chaticha rui l'schabed ele'im isuramachasmasatzmo. Kigoin, what's the case of Isamach Masatzmai, the Nevela, that's obviously an Isamach Masatzmai. As soon as it was died, it became Asr. And Ubasa Bechalov. So you see, Basa Bechalov is considered an Isamach Masatzmai. Vim Kain, Kan Kivin Shudavra Maimid, Afil Bela Vloy Bodl, Chumash Gazav Sifir Aleph. Like we just learned in Sifir Aleph. So it should never be bottled here. V'chein kosev amorchei perikol abasser uvechuvas maimini al shem chuvas harav Rav Shimshin bar Avram. the Maisa Sha'osu Gvino is Mechalov Shebekeva. They had this exact case. Somebody used Cholov that was sitting in a keva and they made cheese. Vinimslach has man Besay Hasak Shebekholov Hoyabai Ma'atmin Hadakin Shebekvino. They found actually some of the intestines of this animal was in the milk. So it was really Basa B'cholav, was sitting there for a long time. So he paskin shakvinis asurais. Why? Kivisho is a maimid, hainu nois in tam. Because maimid is if, is it makes it as if it gave tam. So that is the shach's kasha.
Vav shatur. There you have to make that thing, you have to compare Bora Keva directly to Solo mixed with Tam of Bus.
Or a Keva of Sefir Aleph.
Yeah, you're saying here they found Ora Keva or a something inside the Cholov. So that thing we said Mamid goes on forever.
Right.
Except the proof that when you have just the Tam of Bus inside the Cholov.
That's what we did earlier.
Right. That's what the Shach is assuming.
No. Instead,
because the question is that it becomes an Ismach Mazatzman. Yeah.
But that's what he was trying to prove.
With the,
I think
I shared
earlier
with the comment. Right. So that's true. So it's Isser B'Theasma, but now is there two types of Isser B'Theasma?
Two types of Isser B'Theasma. Yeah.
That Basar B'Cholov is different than an actual piece of the veil of Theasma.
Okay. So that's the Shach's Kasha. Maybe the Torah is of the opinion that Maimed is Batel B'Shishim. So the Shach has two answers for this Kasha. Again, the Kasha is that once this Cholov was sitting in the cave and become Basar B'Cholov, why is it ever Batel when you're going to make cheese with it? Says the Shach V'yesh Loimar, the Dafka Dover HaMaimed She'osa Me'atz Me'mamish Kigoy Nevela, a nevela, or like the case of Yer Aleph, an or of kevas nevela treva or beimet tameya. Over the amrina and loy bottle, mash enkin hocha she'ein amaymid oser me'atzmai. The maimid is not oser elamishum taruvas basa b'cholov. The lochein bottle shapir.
So he's doing that for one.
Huh?
That's what he's doing. He's saying, "Is this? Is this
what? What is it? What's the pshat? What is the Shach saying?"
Say it again.
That's the second answer.
What's the second answer?
Isn't that the second answer? Yeah, Yesh Lomar before.
No, that Yesh, the first Yesh Lomar is just saying that tourists, that the fact that the tourist said it's okay, maybe he holds Maimon is bottle. But we that hold Maimon is not bottle, like the Ramah says, so why here could the Ramah say if Shishma is bottle? Yesh Lomar is the first Teretz, and then if Afilu Yinemo is going to be a second Teretz.
Basar B'Cholov is built on Tam, maybe that's the thing, meaning that the Isser Nevel is built on the fact that it's Bamish Osir Me'atzma. But Basar B'Cholov, even when we say that Isser B'Theas is still built on Tam, and that Din of Maimid doesn't apply to Tam, it applies to the Isser itself.
Again, what?
That Basar B'Cholov at the end of the day is built on Tam. That's what it's built on. So it follows all the Din and whatever you like of Tam. You know what I'm saying? But Mamid may not flow out of something that's built on top, as opposed to something that's also big Me'atzmo, so then you would apply Mamid. I just shot from the hip, which I'm trying to keep, sorry. I'm just saying, that how to differentiate between these two.
Yeah, so let's see the Teretz again. Yeshleim the Dafka Dover Amaimish Oser Me'atz Me'mamish Kegoyin in the Vela. Over there Amrina the Loi Bottle. That as a Maimid would never be Bottle. Mashain Hocha Shein Amaimid Oser Me'atz Me'i. What do you mean Maimid with the Cholov? So the Cholov is not really Oser by itself. Elamishum Ta'aruvas Baser B'Cholov. It's only Oser because it has a Ta'aruvas. They became also because of Basar B'Cholov, Lachain Batel Shapir.
He's saying that it's not because of Tom.
The Ifser is created because of Tom. Right?
Follows the rules. Even if you held it to transform it, it involves time to make it that didn't mind you. So
But Maimon doesn't have to involve Tom, right?
Right here. No,
it
can't involve.
Right. Maimon, the whole shot of Maimon is that even if there's no Tom, it's still not Bottle because of what it's doing. So this Lachari should be two steps. It became Bottle B'chol before it went into the...
He's making that talk. I can't.
So it's difficult to know exactly what the Shach means. He's trying to make this Chilak that something that only became Osir because of a Taruvis doesn't have the din of... You could say very simply that since Maimon is only Midrabbanon, right? So therefore they only said it when you have an absolute Isser Machmas Atzmai, not when the Isser became with a Taruvis. In such a case, the Maisa, you're dealing with two different things over here, and one by itself would have been Batel, one by itself wouldn't be a Maimon, and therefore it's Batel. Yeah.
He meant Zev Zagorim, he would have said.
Yeah, right. Zev Zagorim is Mamish Mefurish in the Ramah here. Okay. The Cholov is the Maimid, yeah.
But the Cholov's not just carrying the Tom. The Isra is the Tarov. If it was just carrying the Tom, then that would be...
The bus is not doing it. The only thing that actually is making any significant change here is the cholov. And you say, and the cholov itself is not an ismach matzatzmai. The cholov, so that we gave it, we stamped it as an ismach matzatzmai because it got mixed with meat, right? But in terms of its maimid, it was not an ismach matzatzmai. Yeah, that makes it a little sharper. Yeah, that makes it a little sharper. That's what he's saying. That since the actual maimid is not an ismach matzatzmai, it only became also because it sort of got into the wrong crowd, right? But it itself, what's being maimed, what's contributing to the significant change in this milk, is not really iser. It's milk. It happens to be that it got mixed up with basar and it became an iser. But maybe, as far as maimed is concerned.
If I take that milk, which you're telling me is mutter, and I put it into other milk to make cheese, it's staying there for 1,000 years. It's not going to make cheese because it wasn't yet affected by the cable. It needs to have that effect from the buster in order to make it into a maimon.
But it doesn't.
The milk is not a maimon. It's the milk together with that effect of the buster to make it a maimon. So you can say better that it's actually the buster that's making it the maimon, not the milk.
No, it's the rennet in there. It's the rennet in the buster. That's a calm buster. That's what I think he's saying.
It's a calm.
You're right. You're separating it between the rennet and the, or whatever you're going to call it, and the Tom and the Tom Busser. So Tom Busser is not contributing. That's what he's trying to say. He agrees that the rennet is contributing. That's okay.
It could
work without being Busser, because you could never make cheese ever. If you consider the rennet Busser, then you could never make cheese.
It's a catalyst. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think maybe the Shach agrees with us that this first teretz is not easy to understand. So he has a second teretz. V'afilu inema de bas b'chol of mamish shenesai de bishul choshek kiguf eshel iser. Even if you want to say that, no. Once you have bas b'chol of, it's bas b'chol of. Now it's regular iser. If you do hambal do with it, you do maimed. It's also not bottle. But that's only if it became bas b'chol of dairaisa ay de bishul. Yeah. However. Like we understood till now. This bus b'cholov that we're dealing with is only a derabbana dika bus b'cholov. Sviri le'larav, the Rama holds the lechasha gigufa shel iser le'inyan sheyaser b'maymid b'chol shu. This is a new teretz. This new teretz is that is. The Chavos Das understood the Shach meaning to say that it's a din in all Bas B'chol D'Rabbanon. Rabbi Kivegas says it could be that the Shach only means to say when you're dealing with a Maimid, then it's different when it becomes Bas B'chol D'Rabbanon. Okay, which maybe will be the more simple understanding. And I think some safe understands it that way also. And as when you deal with the Maimid, again, the Rabbanon made the rules by Maimid. When it's going to be Batel, when it's not Batel. So if this whole Isser only became Bas B'cholov on a Rabbanon level, over there they said that, as far as a Maimid is concerned, we're not going to look at it as Chanan. We're not going to look at it as Bas B'cholov. Why? Why not? Why not? So the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva gives us Svara, and he says because the whole reason they asked Basav Cholav the Rabbanon, I mean the rice has to be Derech Bishul Asra Torah. It has to be you cooked it together. The Rabbanon said even if you just kept it together for 24 hours and you do a kavush, it's also Basav Cholav. So says the Chassam Sofer, the reason is because when you have Basav Cholav the Rabbanon, you have Tam of Basar, Tam of Cholav, and in that case, you're going to say that if you are able to eat this Basav Cholav, you may come to eat Basav Cholav Dairaisa. If you're able to use this Basav Cholav Drabbana, you may come to use Basav Cholav Dairaisa. But when you deal with the Maimed, and therefore there's no real time, says the Chassam Sofer over there, they were never Geyser. And as they were never Geyser in terms of the Basav Cholav Shabbat by a Maimed, because we're saying by Maimed there is no time. There's only problem with what impact it makes. Okay, but as far as Basav Cholav is concerned, says the Chassam Sofer, we don't have to worry about a Hanan over here, because we'll never come to be makel by this Basav Cholav Deraisa because of this Maimed. So this is really, it's a din in Maimed when it comes to the din of Basav Cholav. So that's how the Shach takes care of this problem. Again, here the Ramah says, you take this Cholav that was in the Keva and you dump it into a Cholav to make Gvina, it will be bottle b'shishim. The Shach said, how can it be bottle b'shishim and Maimed is never bottle? So the Shach has two terutzim over here. Terutz number one, he said, is even though it is a Maimed, but it's only a Taruvus of Isser, so maybe for that it doesn't have a din of Isser Machmas Atzmai. Or, as far as the din of Basav Cholav is concerned, that when you're dealing with the Maimed, so there's no time, over there you don't say Basav Cholav creates an Isser Machmas Atzmai. Yeah. Let's continue here along. We'll finish the Rambam. This is all if it you had shishim. Says the Rambam, "V'mayu shishim cholav hakol mutter." And this was if it was tzolol. If it's tzolol, you're going to need shishim. However, v'mayu akeva kerusha, then eino isures klum afilu loyayu shishim cholav gad akeva. And again, this is the Rambam the shitasei. Cholav anim zebekeva. If it's tzolol, it's a problem. If it's kerush, it's not a problem. The Moya Akeva Tzolol Mitchila V'Nikrash, it started as Tzolol and now became Karush, Yesh Loi Din Tzolol. Well, Malkim Hefzid, Yesh Lahakam. Yesh Din Tzolol, Yesh Makil Mezev, Malkim Hefzid, Yesh Lahakam. So it starts at Tzolol, turns to Karush, that's a Machlokes. Okay, one more case that the Rambam says, Or HaKeva, L'fa'am Emolchen Oisai. They take the skin of the Keva, this inner lining of the Keva, L'fa'am Emolchen Oisai, they salt it, U'miyavshin Oisai, they dry it out, V'nase Ke'etz, and it becomes hard like a piece of wood. And then, U'mamalam Oisai Cholav, means even though it's hard like wood, it still has its properties to be able to be maimed gevina. Then they fill up in this lining, this inner lining, that this is what you explained it before. This is more like a receptacle here. Mamala meisecholav is mutter. The meiachish and it's yavesh have a keitz ba'alma. Since you dried it out, it doesn't have the din of basar anymore, it doesn't have the din of or anymore, as the din of a piece of wood. A piece of wood is not kosher, non-kosher, it's not fleishik or milchik, a piece of wood is wood. And therefore there's no problem being maimed in this piece of wood. Once it's nisyave shavakeitz ba'amah ve'ein bay lachluchas basar. So here there's really a machlekes in the achronim, the later achronim, and the primigodim, and the Nadi Behuda, the chazainish, of how we understand when you have a piece of or that becomes nesyavish ke'etz, what is its din? Okay? Is the din that once it got so dried out, so that even if you put cholav in it, no taste of basar is going into the cholav. And that's why it's mutter. So the reason why it could be maimed in it is because since it has dried out, it lost all its lachluchis, it lost all its juices of meat to be able to give it to the cholav, and it's not a problem.
It's still functioning in some ways as a maimed?
Yeah, it could still be maimed. It still has that
it's still active,
right.
Whatever.
The acid of it still has.
Okay.
Correct. Yeah, but the tam basar it lost. lost.
In the case of bones, we don't count them, the bones
there. Right.
So
that's the shaila. If it's dafke, some is yevashos or not, dafke dry bones or not. But the same thing, same would apply. The bones that were dry, this was that shaila of gelatin that we mentioned last week. Once you have dried bones, as well, it comes from here. But once you had the bones that are dried out, right, and there's no more meat juice in it at all, so it doesn't have a din of basar, doesn't have a din of isser, it has a din of eitz ba'alma. It's a piece of wood, and wood, you're allowed to eat wood. Okay. And that'll be the hetter for the asamis yevashos, that'll be the hetter for the gelatin. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding it, that once it becomes hardened, becomes dried out like wood, so it loses its status of basar entirely. Not that it doesn't have its juices of basar, but it loses its status of basar entirely. What's the nafkamina?
Why not say it loses its juices, like the Rama says, just whether you can rehydrate or not. But either way, you could say it loses its juices.
Yeah, but when it loses its juice, why is it mutter now? Is it mutter because now it's not going to impart any of its basar flavor into this chalav?
Ever again.
No.
Oh, at this moment. Right.
Right now it's not going to.
Right.
Or do you say, well, once it became like a piece of wood, or it became hard and dried out like wood, so it loses its din bus or loses its status of meat forever? The nafkamina would be if what? You rehydrate it again. Okay, what happens? You rehydrate this piece of dried out skin, and now it could get some juices back. If you say it lost it entirely, like the second way you explained, so that's it. It's a piece of wood that you now made moist. So what juices are going in? Wood juice. Okay, wood juice is not usher. But if you say the only reason why it was mutter is because since it got so dried out, so it doesn't have the ability to impart its juices, so if you rehydrate it again, you soak it up again, then indeed it will come back into an isser. So this is a machlokes between various achrayim, how to understand it. Where this plays out, mostly the Chassam Sofer doesn't speak this out, but we see what society holds. In the Pisachei Tshuva here, Sivkan Yutes. A few lines in, he starts with the brackets. It says, I am Bechuvah Chassam Sofer Simen Pei Aleph. Chassam Sofer was asked, Oida is Ben Teira Echod. There was a good Jew, a Ben Teira, the Dechika Le Shaita, that was having hard times financially. Vein Parnasal Sarkiyim Yasiya is Gvinois. He was a cheesemaker. And Umavakish Lahamsi Le Heter, he asked the Chassam Sofer, just find it in here. Shuvah Yutes. Yutes. Here, Vayim Chassam Sofer starts here. So he asked the Chassam Sofer to find him a heter lahamid acholov ba'or keva. He wanted to use the lining of a keva. Why? Ki ha'amad b'keva b'loy or, if you just use the keva without or, mikalkela sagminis, he's going to ruin the cheese. V'gam tzarech zman rav, he won't be able to produce it quick enough. V'zeh ma'aseh, what's the process? The process is like this. Acheshenis yavsha or akeva, after you dry it out, chayzeru marachachem oisem b'mayim v'yayin tzarech, mu'ravim. After they dry out the skin, they then soak it in this solution of water and some sort of whiskey. V'achachach moitzisena lachluchis me'or, el teicha cholov, then you squeeze out the juice into the cholov, v'zorkin or, from that juice, after sort of rehydrating it, that juice will be serve as a good maimed. So is that going to be mutter? Because of some sefer wrote to this person, Ine, a nira lahamzi heter. Why? But the man who said it reached the point that it's so dried out that it doesn't have a din of basar anymore. So that you see the Chassam Sofer understood like the first way. The reason why or that's dried out is murder is because it doesn't have its juices. But if you soak it again and now it has back its juices, it will have the din of basar again. And therefore he says, I can't find you a heter for that.
It's the posuk for America. in the Badanish.
Huh?
This is like a tremendous issue in Eretz Yisrael. This
in terms of cheese making.
I kept this chumra in Eretz Yisrael, and I couldn't, you know, and I would eat some, many, if I knew who the Rabbanut was giving the thing, but the Rabbanut officially gives, doesn't pass it.
In terms of what?
They use gelatin. That's,
oh, for gelatin.
Yeah.
So the gelatin is the same shiloh. Why? Because it's dried out bones of non-kosher animals.
Bones anymore.
Right?
They use the skin of the animal.
Even skin. Okay. But the problem is, again, it becomes moist. It, at one point it was totally dried out, but now it becomes moist again. So it really depends how you learn. Do you learn that the pshat, like the primigodim, has just lost its lachluchas? Some sefer learns that way also. It's just lost its juices. But if you put back its juices, you reconstitute it, you rejuvenate it, so then it's back to its sister.
All the kosher products that come there from Europe, chocolates, all this, they're all this. I mean, you have to, even if they don't see gelatin on them, you have to go and check, because they're all made.
Relying on this hetter, which the Chassam Zev is not going like.
No, but the Tzvi Pesach Frank, I mean, it's not that they have no thing. The Tzvi Pesach Frank did it.
Right. The Chazon Ish goes the other way. The Chazon Ish shows not like he brings the Prima Godim and he disagrees with him. Chazon Ish understands, no, the Pshat in the end of Ramah, even though the Lashon ain't by Lach Lucas, once it becomes dried out like wood, it's wood. And once it's a piece of wood, doesn't matter what you do with it, it's wood. I believe it's transition to Mekel, yeah. Yeah, he's making.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's not following that idea.
That's not a kasha.
Yeah. No. But I'm just saying, but none of the other non-rabbanut.
Yeah. So that's it. We'll just end with one last thing over here, and that is. Oh, just finish at least this din in the Ramah. And that is at the end of the tshuva, the Chassam Sefer, very interestingly, this is in Yeridei Pei Aleph. At the end of the tshuva, this was brought here in the end of the Pischei Tshuva. Now it's the last few lines of the Pischei Tshuva, because since he's talking about this din of Kavush, like the Ramah said before, the din of Kavush, he brings the halacha, which is Negeat to Hilkas Dalad Minim on Sukkis. It says, V'chein onu noyagin belulov uminov b'shabes shebesecha chag. You have Shabbos of Sukkos. You want to keep your lulav fresh, so you put it in water before Shabbos, and then it stays there over Shabbos. The problem is, the Chassam Sefer says, if you have one of the dalaminim in water for 24 hours, it becomes kavush. And we know the din of an esrog kavush, if you have an esrog that is pickled in water or is soaking in water for 24 hours, it's pasul. So how can you do this with the lulav? The esrog, they didn't put in water, but the lulav, some people still do this. They put it in water.
Who said lulav? No good.
Oh, good kasha. Okay, that's the Pischei Tshuva's kasha too. But the Chassam Sefer assumed that even lulav, it goes on all dalamina. So he says, v'chein nonoegim lulav amina b'shabish b'secha chag. On Shabbos, the lulav is muktzah, so you can't do it. But they would tell the guy, take it out of the water and put it back in. Once you stop kavush from going continuously, it doesn't have to start. The clock starts again. He says, because it's the of Michael, but not lulav adats v'arava. I ain't berosh. Okay, but that was the Eitzah that he told this person also. You have to soak this R once again, so every 23 hours, take it out of the solution and put it back in. Then once you do that, it won't have a din of kavush.
Would you have to dry it off that well? Would it have to be dried off well? Because it still holds
if you put a little bit of water now into that bag that we keep it in before Shabbos, it would have a din of kavush. You know, some people sprinkle a little bit of water inside.
Or wrap it in a...
Or wrap it in a
something. No, it has to be flowing water. Yeah. If it's water that's standing still, doesn't the kvisha process doesn't happen. Like ice.
Those people who hold like the Chassam Sefer over here with regard to bones, then can't put their lulav in water right?
Yeah. Very good. So the last din of the Ramah over here, just to finish off the Ramah and Sif Yud Aleph, The Ramos said on the Mechaber that Maimed is never bottle. He says Vadavke Shleihoyesha Maimed with the last few lines of the Ramah in Sifir Aleph. Vadavke Shleihoyesha Maimed Acher. This problem of Maimed and a Basar of Nevela Trefa Bahema is also Becholshu. That's if it's only that. Avalamoyesham Gamke Maimed Heter. If you had, let's say, a piece of R from a kosher animal, a piece of R from a non kosher animal, then Havazev is a Geirim Umutter Yikashish Negre Iser. Because Zevazegayrim will be mutter, therefore the din of Maimed it won't have, and then as long as you have Shishim Keneged the Isser, then it'll be mutter.